Mission 676, it's day 26. Jez, good to hear from you again. But rather interesting events yesterday. Was it at the end of the walk that James passed out?
Yeah, it was a bit worrying, to be honest, Ronnie. He said his groins were hurting a little bit, and we got out of the car, and by the time I'd gone back and got everything, walked into the reception, and he was lying on the floor, and I thought he's kidding around, to be honest. I thought he was messing about. And he'd passed out, and Guy was there, Johnny Hurd, who'd walked during the day as well, who was suffering a little bit at the same time, and Dave Doggett, who'd done 18 miles as well. And then James got up again and literally keeled over again into Guy's arms and was out, yeah, flat on his back and Sparko. So it was worrying, to be honest, because you don't like to see that with someone who you know. And they called an ambulance, but luckily he'd got some water down him and a bit of food and felt a little bit better. So I just think it was a combination of being out walking for 8.5 hours and in the sun and probably a bit dehydrated and probably hadn't quite eaten enough as well. So I spoke to him this morning and he's okay. But that's what happens, Ronnie. They keep sending these young'uns and the old man keeps on standing.
I still remember that day with Ryan who's jogging at the end just to keep up with you.
I know, and Rob, who finished, and Chris Dennis, who packed up after 18 miles because he couldn't walk, and Johnny Atkinson, who looked whiter than the van, and my T-shirt, and poor old James yesterday. So, yeah, there you go, mate. I'm still walking.
You're still bionic. You've got Natalie with you today, one of your coaches.
Yeah, well, we're just going to see if Natalie can succeed where all the boys have failed, hey? See if she can keep the pace for 26 miles. I'm sure she can. She's doing all right so far.
How many miles have you done so far, Jez, today?
Done just over 12 today.
Good.
So we're in pretty good time, and which means there's 40 left, which is crazy. Luke Carradine's with us again, and he just said to me there, we just had a little break for lunch and a sandwich and ice in my knee and my ankle, and he said he was here with me when we got to that only 600 to go mark, and now he's here when it's only 40 to go. So, we've done a few miles, haven't we, over the last 3 weeks?
A couple of emails I've had, and one was a question, Jez, about whether you... was there a point when you knew you were going to do it? Was somewhere you went, yeah, I've got this now?
Yeah, the day I said I'd do it.
Yeah, that's true. Mind you, we remember the injury...
Yeah, there's one moment, that's a better answer, really. There was only one moment where I doubted whether I could, and that was only 2 days in, when I slipped on the first day, hurt my calf, hurt behind my knee, and I thought I'd done something serious to it because it was so much pain. But Eamon was physio, and he reassured me that it was nothing too much. It was just a tendon behind my knee, and it'd be okay. And that was the only moment when I was really worried, because I'd sort of conditioned myself to be able to walk through discomfort and been tired and sore, but just the only worry was part of my body giving out and actually physically not being able to walk. And Ronnie, listen, even to this moment now, I still know if I do something stupid,
yeah,
and I turn quickly or mess about or do anything daft, my right knee is liable to swell up twice the size and stop me walking. So whilst I know the end is in sight, I've equally got to be sane, professionalism, and do things right and keep walking in a straight line, because the last thing I want is a little drama at the end. You know, I've just got to keep doing the things I've done. Pretty disciplined. You know, as last night, I was doing everything right, and ice bath again and in the pool and up early this morning to be another massage and in the pool again. And that's been the secret, is as well as keeping your head right, is looking after the body and helping the body to recover as best as possible from day to day.
Yeah, to be fair, Jez, you were never somebody who could turn quickly anyway, but we'll not talk about that, we'll move on. The other news that came in, I saw that film that has just been posted up on Twitter, that overnight there's been, what, $2,500 has come in on donations.
Yeah, which is incredible, isn't
yeah.
it? So that's fantastic, and thank everybody for that. And I've looked at all the individual totals this morning, you know, Peter Reason's almost up to £1,000. From our costings, Pete's going to walk with me the last 6.76 miles tomorrow. Sapura going to walk with us tomorrow. We've got some of the fans, you know, the Baskerville boys who we met up in Newcastle, and
they've been great
during the last walk. Yeah, they're tremendous fellas, and they're going to walk a little bit. And Josh Colson and Will Norris and Liam Hughes and Luke Berry, the young lads, and Luke Chadwick as well, are going to meet up with me for the last couple of hours. So tomorrow will be good, and they'll help me get over the line or bask in the glory of me finishing when they've only done about 10 miles. I'm only joking.
And that will go. Jez, the other thing, I just wondered, Max Rushton posted again about make this the last one, and he said in that film, make this the last walk. This is the last one, Jez. Can we confirm you'll be retiring from marathon walks?
Max kindly donated 100 quid as well. It's very kind of him. And yeah, you can, but we've raised 110, maybe 120,000 when we finish. Some effort that, you know, from everyone. And sometimes it takes something to galvanise people into getting behind something. And that's what the plan was for this. You know, you think of, if you can come up with something that's outrageous enough that people think they'll never do it, or if he does do it, fair play to him. You sometimes can galvanise support around something that we believe is really important, and we believe the trust is important. And this has been a great way of bringing a lot of people together, highlighting the work that we do, highlighting the work we want to do, and raising a lot of money. So listen, let's hope there isn't need to do anything again, because if the trust can grow as it should from now, having the base, and if the football club can continue to progress, now we've got Football League status, you know, we want to be able to grow the club in a slightly more conventional manner than me walking around the country and doing 676 miles.
So the tellies will be there tomorrow as well, the BBC and I would imagine ITV. I've just got to check, Jez, how's the hair? Is it going to be all right, or is it a baseball cap day for tomorrow?
It's been baseball cap day since a certain night in Southampton, right? And guy was with me yesterday and he's convinced me that it looks pretty good now and it's grown a bit, but I think that's him trying to convince himself. So I can give him all the plaudits in the world as a physio, and the less said about his skills as a barber, I think the better.
You'll not need to go through that again, Jez. Well, I'll let you get back then, Jez. So another 14 miles, then an overnight, and then that morning when you wake up in the morning. So the next time I talk to you, Jez, you'll be just about the same distance away from finishing. So that'll be a great time.
And we'll have a few with us, so maybe we'll pass the mic over and let Hughesy do another interview. I've seen a few of Hughesy's interviews, and they're like a rent-a cliche. They are Hughesy's interviews. It's almost like someone sponsored him to get as many cliches into a sentence as he can. So I'll throw it over to you tomorrow, because I'm sure it'll be a walk or two halves, and it'll be over the moon or sick as a parrot. So I'll let Hughesy speak to you tomorrow.
Jez, go well and be safe. All right.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.